99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Man, last night, Louisville made it onto the big screen. Well, small screen. America's Got Talent. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
DeCorey Johnson, he's the 11-year-old that was wowing everybody with his rendition of the national anthem over the school loudspeaker and then kind of moved to California's parents up and was like, you know what, let's pursue this. So moved out of Louisville, out to California, now landed on America's Got Talent. Last night, he performed.
My name is DeCorey Johnson. I'm 11. I'm from Louisville, Kentucky.
What is your talent?
So I'm a singer.
Okay, so we're ready for you. Good luck tonight.
Yeah,
so he covers Journey's Open Arms.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, voice of an angel right there.
Holy cow.
Feeling your heartbeat with mine. So now I come to you.
Listen to him.
Louisville
King.
Dang.
Yeah. He goes through the audition and everybody's like, yay, everybody cheers and all that stuff. And then Simon is like, hey, would you do me a favor and would you sing for me without any of the like music, any of the vocal, the backing tracks?
Oh, dang.
Because he just wants to hear his like raw voice. And so DeCorey's like, all right.
So now I come to you.
Wow.
With open arms, nothing to hide. Believe
and you can see in Simon's face, he's just like flips.
So
he's like, all right, I hear it. I hear it now.
On pitch.
Yep.
Yes.
The crowd is loving it. All the judges stand, give him a standing ovation. I mean, dude.
Wow.
Dude was on. Yeah.
Give him the golden buzzer.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So everybody stood up. Yeah. And of course, yeah, he advanced to the next round. So congrats to Louisville's DeCorey Johnson there, man.
I mean, that's a win right there. If he doesn't go any further in the competition, that right there, I think, put him on the map to be able to have a career of some sort.
Yeah. I mean, and how much pressure for that young boy to just, you know, Simon's like, yeah, you know, that was great, but let's do
it. Yeah, just sing without music.
Yeah, I just want to hear you without a net, basically.
Okay.
And you could see he was just like, okay, all right, I can do this. And it's, you know, his parents were like, you got this. And yeah, so.
Oh,
cool,
wow.
Cool moment. We'll make sure to get that posted up at WDJX.com for you to take a look at it. But yeah, DeCorey Johnson last night on America's Got Talent. Very cool. So. Love it when Louisville gets the shine like that on national television. So
we'll have to keep tuning in and watching how far he goes. And we'll try to maybe get a heads up, too, of when he's going to be appearing again.
Yeah, for sure.
And, yeah, so you can follow his journey.
Yep.
Journey!
Yeah, good stuff there. All right, coming up next, it is a feel-good story.
We'll get another kid to shine the spotlight on. He's 5. He lives in Wisconsin. He's got an unusual hobby that has really started to catch fire, and it's super cute.
All right, every hour we give you feel-good stories. And Kelly K.
Lucas is 5. He lives in Wisconsin. He's got an unusual hobby that has really started to catch fire. Started off as like a community service project, and then he wanted to keep going. His goal is to send every kid in his community a birthday card that's handmade.
He decided that he was going to make birthday cards for every kid in Antigo, and that's what he wanted to do. And we got our hours in that we needed, and he just wanted to keep doing it. It was like happy mom heart. I was so excited that he was so like loving and wanted to give back.
I like about drawing inside the cards. And the outside the cards putting stickers on is my favorite.
Okay.
Isn't that the cutest thing ever?
Cute.
And then, you know, some of the recipients who have gotten the cards, it feels super special. And he always signs it like, your new friend, Lucas.
Aww.
So sweet. You can see his story on the website, WDJX.com.
Kentucky Anna is getting clowned. Here comes another.
Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
So Kristen said, here's a phone tap idea for you. My husband Frank works at a funeral home. Mm. He's got a pretty good sense of humor about his job, too, except that he's heavily in work mode.
Mm.
Want to give him a call?
Yeah, so Robert Hassenpepper has some very specific requests for an upcoming funeral. Respectively, of course.
Uh-huh.
Frank is the unfortunate person who has to answer the phone. It's your phone tap.
Funeral home and cremation services. This is Frank.
Ha, Frank, Robert Hassenpepper. Hoping you can help me out. You've got the service for Mr. this Saturday, right?
Hold on. Let me double check the time on that. One second here. Yes, for the memorial service is at 4 p.m. on this Saturday.
Oh, all right. Wonderful. He's the grandfather of a buddy I went to college with, you see?
Oh, I see. I'm very sorry for your loss.
Right. Well, I didn't know the deceased, just his grandson. I haven't talked to him in a bunch of years.
Oh, okay. So, all right. So it's 4 p.m. on this Saturday.
Right, right. Hey, I have another quick question while I got you.
Sure.
All right. Can you tell me what the old man will be wearing?
You mean the...
Right, yeah, the late, the deceased, the guest of honor.
All right, no one's ever asked me that before, and I don't think that's information I can give out anyway. The family picks the attire for the deceased.
Well, can you give me a hint? Is it Frank? Is it a suit and tie, maybe?
You know what, I can't say for certain, but yes, most men are put in a suit and tie, yeah.
All right, that's perfect. Well, you see, I was in a fraternity with his grandson, you know, my college buddy. And I know that his grandpa, Mr. was in that same fraternity when he was in college. And so was my buddy's dad.
Okay.
Right, and we're all proud members of Kappa Kappa Delta Kappa Kappa. Oh, buddy, those were the days.
Sir, is there anything else I could help you with?
Yes, there is. In fact, here's what I'm thinking. I'm going to wear my Kappa Kappa Delta Kappa Kappa necktie to the service Saturday. Now, if I bring an extra Kappa Kappa Delta Kappa Kappa necktie, could you put it on Mr. Who? I mean, I think his son and grandson would love to see that.
No, unfortunately, sir, I can't. The family has control over that. That's not an option.
Well, you see, it's just a tie, and the guy was a legendary member of Kappa Kappa Delta Kappa Kappa.
I would never change the wardrobe of the deceased without the family's express direction. So I'm sorry, I can't do that.
Well, you don't have to get all huffy about it, Frank. I mean, I think they'd love it. It'd be a great surprise.
All right, sir, this may surprise you, but I found that people don't really like surprises on the day of their loved one's funeral. So, you know, is there anything else I could help you with? Because I can't do that.
Okay, well, how about this? I happen to know that Mr. was a huge Cards fan. I mean, huge! You know, I could bring in a Cardinals jersey and have you put it on him before the show.
All right, look, first of all, it's not a show. It's a memorial service. And no, I will not be doing any of those things. No sports jersey, no Kappa Delta, whatever it is.
Kappa Kappa Delta Kappa Kappa.
All right, whatever.
Sir.
If you want to speak directly to the family about your ideas, go ahead. But I can't make any of these changes just because you think it's a good idea. So, sir, I have to get back to some other tasks.
See, that's the problem, Frank. I can't speak to the family because I don't actually know the family.
Wait, what are you saying?
Frank, it's Ben Davis and Kelly Kay calling you from 99.7 DJX. This is called a phone tap.
Wait, what is this? Who is this calling? And I'm on the radio? Is this a joke?
Yeah, it is. Kristen called us and wanted us to have a little fun with you, Frank.
Wait, so Kristen, so this is all fake? This is all on the radio?
Yeah. Yes, yeah. It's fake.
Oh, my gosh. All right. I have so many things to do. Wow. Well, you guys definitely got me. Yeah, I was getting worked up over this guy.
Yeah.
Well, listen.
Should have.
As a member of Kappa 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 Delta Kappa Kappa Kappa, I mean, my gosh.
No, but he handled that well. Yes, I agree that probably people don't want surprises.
Yeah.
For an occasion like that.
When a clown like Robert Hassenpepper calls you, that's the way you handle it.
So. Absolutely. No, I don't even know the family, but I'm going to need you to add this to the body. Darla's pointing out Kappa Delta is a sorority, not a fraternity.
But we're talking about Kappa Kappa Delta Kappa Kappa, and when you're a legend, legends need to be honored.
You are correct, sir.
Right, so there you go. That is your phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
So remember when you were younger and you heard that you shouldn't swallow your gum because it took 7 years to digest it?
Yeah, I mean, that's not entirely true, right?
Right, exactly. It's not entirely true. But wait till you hear what happened to this kid. It's a setting the bar story on the way. Get to a couple text messages here at 502-795-1997. Shout to Carrie and Ethan, who are listening right now. Ethan's turning 22 today, so happy birthday, guys. Amanda also checks in and says her son Austin's turning 16 today. So, yeah, a couple birthdays to celebrate here today. Hopefully y'all have a great day. Thanks for listening, checking us out here on 99.7 DJX.
So awesome.
Speaking of birthdays, there's going to be a birthday very soon for Al Pacino's new kid.
Al Pacino?
Al Pacino, if you'll recall, is an actor who... he has starred in a lot of different movies. He's got a girlfriend who's 8 months pregnant. Al Pacino is 83.
Oh, boy.
She is 29.
What is up with he and Robert De Niro?
I know.
Having, like...
kids.
Kids, right. When they
so
are...
They should be working on being a grandparent.
Yes. They should be sitting on a porch drinking some lemonade or something.
Yeah. Which, by the way, his current girlfriend used to date Mick Jagger. So she must have a type.
Okay. There. Yeah, it so seems like that. Okay.
So congrats to the dad-to-be for the, I guess, fourth time, because he already has three kids.
Yes, he's got two with Beverly D'Angelo from the National Lampoon Vacation movies.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yep, yep. He and she were married for a long time. And she's actually from my hometown, Columbus, Ohio. So that's kind of like a
look at that
known thing there. So, yeah, that's another, yeah, Al Pacino okay and Robert De Niro both getting into it.
83 years old and going to be a new dad.
Yep, still works.
All righty.
All right, coming up next, remember the, I don't know, old wives' tales that said, hey, don't swallow your gum. It'll take 7 years for it to come out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not entirely true, but wait till you hear what happened to this kid. It's a setting the bar story coming up next. Maybe a example of what not to do. On 99.7 EJX, coming up next, setting the bar stories, Kelly.
It's an example of what not to do, or right, a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
All right, so it's not really true that if you swallow gum, it takes 7 years to go through your system. Your body will actually pass it within a couple days, but that doesn't mean it's all right to swallow it, because gum can't actually be digested, so it comes out whole, right?
Yeah, ew.
And so if you, like, take a huge, you know, or a couple pieces or a huge wad of it, you know, it could actually muck up your digestive system.
Like, pretty badly.
So there was a 5-year-old boy who swallowed 40 pieces of gum in one day.
Wow.
Had a tummy ache.
Yeah.
Rushed to the ER. Scan shows, oh, well, that big mass, that's probably the 40 wads of gum you swallowed there, buddy.
Yeah, just all stuck together, one big clump.
Yeah, they had to take a metal tube, stick it down his throat, and grab it and pull it out.
Gosh. Oh, that sounds horrible. Oh, man. At least they didn't have to, like, actually slice him open.
Oh, yeah. No. They didn't have to do that. But 40 pieces of gum.
That is like much. That is... Like, how long did that take? Well, like, is he just sitting there just draining on, like, a couple of packs?
Yeah, I mean, he was probably just, you know, he'd chew for a little bit, and then he'd swallow, and then he'd grab another piece, chew it for a little bit, swallow.
That's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, maybe I'll try it again. I mean,
the flavor ran out. I got to get another piece.
Yeah, I was going to say, probably kid didn't know. He didn't know the tales of what would happen.
I feel like, I remember when the kids were younger, it took me a while to trust that they would know what to do with gum. Like, not just chew it, and then when you're done, you spit it out. Like, I don't remember what age they were to where I felt like, okay, I feel like I can trust them.
With gum? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, 40 pieces, just know, if you can make it through the day without eating 40 pieces of gum and swallowing them all, then you're doing okay.
OMG.
40 pieces of gum.
And then as the mom, and you have to take the kid into the ER, it's like there is a little bit of shame that comes along, like, how did you not see this happening?
Yeah.
How did you not stop this?
Wow.
I get it. But things, kids can do things like that quickly.
Yeah, for sure. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without chewing up and swallowing 40 pieces of gum, then you're doing okay.
Good note.
Yep, that is your Saturday the Bar story. 99.7 DJX. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Kind of a weekly tradition here on the show when shared experiences or a shared restroom even could lead to a love connection. But what if you don't get a name or number in the moment?
How do you reconnect? You do a little typey-typey. You send it out into the universe. We find it. Bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections.
I'll go first.
Mm-hmm.
These all have a bathroom twist to them, just to let you know.
Okay. Similar qualities. Yep, got it.
Man for Woman. This one's titled Junk Caught in My Zipper.
Oh! Oh, already. Owie.
I had just gone into the restroom for a normal wee.
Okay.
Seconds later, the way you pounded and pounded and pounded on the door screaming, out! I have the runs! Out! For the love of God, come out, please!
Oh my gosh. Seriously?
Got me flustered.
Uh-huh.
And then because your kicking started splintering the door, I quickly yanked up my zipper and caught my junk up in the process.
Ouch! Oh, no.
Yeah, ouch. Can confirm.
Okay.
I'm sorry again for the screaming as you pushed me down and sat down with the door hanging off its hinges.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, it was an emergency.
But the look of sheer horror and embarrassment we shared in front of the staff and other patrons looking on before you ran out the back door and climbed over the fence has captured my heart.
That is the only way to exit that situation, right?
Yes.
I feel like that's the only exit plan.
Yeah, you gotta leave.
And then you're never coming back.
Please describe what I was wearing so I know it's you.
Something's telling me she didn't notice. Something's telling me.
She was preoccupied.
She was preoccupied. Oh, dang.
But, you know, he was captivated.
He was. And such a gentleman.
Yes, for sure. It is
Craigslist Missed Connections. You're right. Doesn't get much better here. Woman for man, solidarity to the man who also had his car pooped in.
Oh, gosh.
Share something in common out the gate.
Uh-huh.
When I smelled and retched at the surprise that had been left in my broken-in car, I knew instantly that I could Google for doo-doo in my car and that I would find someone that had this terrible thing happen to them as well.
Oh, my gosh, a shared experience.
She's looking for someone that understands.
Right.
And sure enough, you were the first hit when said terms are Googled for.
Oh, wow.
I read your post, and I felt an immediate solidarity with you. My poor Honda Civic has been through a lot. Really, the gamut of drama that life can bring.
Oh, no, the poor Civic.
Broken into more times than I care to recall.
No.
Towed, held hostage in the city tow lots, borrowed by housemates to commit a hit and run and get pulled over.
Oh!
But this one truly tops it off.
Oh my
really?
Gosh.
I feel like the hit and run might trump the poop, but okay. I know somewhere out there a person dropped a deuce in my car for absolutely no other reason. There was nothing to steal in the car.
Oh my God.
Could you really be so malicious as to go on the driver's seat barring me from moving the car and avoiding a ticket when the street cleaning comes around?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So here's my post of solidarity to you, man who also had his car pooped in. If by chance you see this posting, maybe you can drop me a line and we can meet for coffee. You can show me your hair braids and I'll show you my cute fetish boots.
Oh.
We can transform this difficult experience into a magical synchronicity that we wouldn't trade the world for.
Wow. Okay. Look at that. Really, truly making lemonade out of lemons.
Yes. Yeah. Trying to find a silver lining. Like maybe this is going to be my path to finding my soulmate.
Could it be the same person that went in your car that went in mine?
Could be. Don't know.
Oh, So whether you met in an awkward restroom exchange.
Yeah.
Or you have discovered a special little present in your driver's seat and you just need that person who knows what it's like to share in.
I don't know if this is a formula for everlasting love, but I think she's had a time with this Honda Civic. Maybe it might be time to trade it in and get a new one. It might be time.
Craigslist. Missed connections. 99.7 EJX, Ben Davis, Kelly Kay Show. You know, we just had missed connections there, and I don't know if they're actually ever going to go out on a date, but you apparently know within 20 minutes if there's going to be a second date after that first date.
I could see that, yeah. I feel like the last date where I knew there wasn't going to be another one, it was within a half hour.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, they're saying just 19 minutes to know if you're thinking, okay, there's second date qualities here. And
it's just like a feeling you get. Like, you know, either you're attractive, things seem to be going well, you just know kind of out the gate it's a little awkward. Enforced.
Obviously, the big factors, physical appearance, value, good manners, appreciate personality, and good conversational skills are the big four.
Yep.
That people look at. If you're headed out for a first date, maybe tonight or this weekend, know that within 20 minutes.
You should know.
Yep, there you should know.
If it's got potential.
All right, coming up next, it is a feel-good story.
This is just an amazing story of a cross-country runner who 2 years ago was in a car accident, became a quadriplegic, set a goal to walk at graduation.
Okay.
Pretty amazing.
All right, we'll get to that story, plus group therapy on the way. Jenna, newly single, and has some requirements for the next boyfriend. She wants to run by us, all right? 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly Kay Show. Feel good stories. Do this every morning throughout.
This is such an amazing story. It's a cross-country runner, had a car accident 2 years ago, left him a quadriplegic. But that didn't stop him from setting a lofty goal. His name's Noble Haskell. He's got a blog called Noble Will Run Again. And he's getting closer to that as he just walked to receive his diploma.
So to think about where he was 2 years ago and to see him walk today really was a miracle. And it wasn't just a big miracle, it was 100 miracles along the way.
It's hard to see the progress day by day, but then when we start to look back, you just see like the huge strides we've taken with things like my walking, things like my balance, and just being able to like stand up for long periods of time. And so to be able to get here, you know, it took a lot of hard work.
But the goal was never just to get to graduation. It was always one simple phrase, Noble will run again.
Keep going, bud. You got it. You're not
taking everything I've got to get here. But, you know, like I said, job's not finished. I still got more to go. And this is just the beginning.
That's inspiring.
Incredible, isn't it? I just, you know, just the attitude. He didn't let it like completely ruin his life and defeat him. He's like, okay, here's an obstacle. And I'm going to overcome it.
There you go.
Incredible. See the video at WDJX.com.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly Kay Show.
So Jenna, newly single, and kind of needs to know if the asks that she has for her next relationship are unreasonable.
Oh, is she asking too much from a guy?
Yeah, maybe that's...
Her standards are too high.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe that's why she's in the predicament she is. Anyways, we'll get to that coming up. Group therapy on 99.7 DJX. I think when you end a relationship, it's only natural to kind of go back and think about it and go, all right, what went wrong there? Why didn't we work out? What could have happened differently in the relationship?
And maybe what do I need that I wasn't getting?
Yeah, yeah. And so then you can kind of start your search or... You know, even like examine your ex and say, I mean, were the qualities there? Was it me? Is there a future, or are you looking completely at someone else? And then what does that person look like? So I think that's kind of where Jenna is.
Yeah, she's kind of, I guess, thought that she had her list down of what she wanted, what she was looking for. And maybe now she's second guessing the list and she needs our help in figuring out, is this list reasonable?
Yeah.
Is it attainable?
Yeah.
Is it realistic?
I mean, and looking at her list, I mean, it's not like she's saying he has to graduate from Harvard and is a doctor.
No, it doesn't seem like it's really unattainable.
Right. When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Jenna says, hey, Ben and Kelly, I recently broke up with my boyfriend because he got with his ex.
Mm.
Good reason.
Sure.
As devastating as this was, maybe some good is going to come from one of the things I did to cope. I made a list of the things that I want to do differently in my next relationship.
Oh, okay.
In making this list, I realized how much weirdness I put up with from my ex.
Okay.
For example, in my next relationship, I want someone who doesn't pick his nose.
Okay.
Or at least a guy who doesn't eat what he picks.
Oh, okay. All right.
I want a man who washes his sheets at reasonable intervals. I want a guy who isn't disappointed that I don't want him to fart in bed. I want a guy to respect my girl time.
Uh-huh.
Guess what I'm asking you is this a normal thing to do? I'd love to hear from some of your single listeners what they want from their next relationship. I don't feel like these are too many asks, right? Are they unreasonable? Thanks.
Okay, well, I will say that, yes, I think there are a couple that are unreasonable.
The farting in bed?
In that, yeah, you can't control what you do sometimes in bed when you're asleep. I have no control over my body when I'm asleep.
Okay.
It's gonna happen.
Maybe she's trying to say, if he's awake,
don't
let's try not to
me
do
under
that.
The
exactly,
sheets.
Exactly. Don't do it on purpose. Okay.
And picking noses, that's a hard thing to just not do because everybody gets an itch up there. Or what? How are you supposed to not do that?
I feel like it's the eating it.
Okay, she did clarify a little bit
more.
She did.
Like, that's kind of the stuff that toddlers do.
But those
two... Maybe
can...
as a grown man, you can not do that. But, get a Kleenex, be discreet if you need to take care of nose business.
You know, those two things, I think, specifically, I think she needs to at least be a little bit reasonable on.
Oh, you need to give a little grace?
Yeah, she
on
needs
that?
To give a little grace with that. But I think the other stuff... Look, like sheets, I'll wash my sheets once a year, whether they need it or not. So, I mean, I get
what
she's
saying. Are you supposed to do that like once a week?
Like I said, once a year,
okay.
Whether they need it or not.
Uh-huh.
Actually, I'm thankful for my wife because she does it pretty much about every week, maybe every 10 to 14 days.
I was going to say, I think most of the women probably go ahead and take it upon themselves to do it because if they leave it to the men to do it, probably not getting done.
Like I said, once a year, whether it needs it or not.
Now, my husband is different. He is a rare breed that does consistent laundry, including sheets. I'm a lucky lady. I'll say that. Caitlin on Facebook says, the booger eating and not washing the sheets reasonable though goes. Unfortunately, as far as I know, there's no stopping someone from farting in bed.
Yeah.
You just have to set the rule of lifting the covers, not doing the Dutch oven
lifting
on you. This is the hard rule in my bed.
Hang on. Is it? Go ahead. Sorry.
And my husband knows a Dutch oven is an invitation to sleep on the couch. They have hard rules about that.
Is it worse to lift the sheets or to just let it dissipate under the covers?
To try to suffocate it? I don't know. I feel like if you lift the covers, then you're infecting the entire room.
Yeah, but then, you know, I guess if your partner gets into bed or fluffs the sheets,
yeah.
And then it poofs out in a little green
it's the
cloud
fluffing
of dust.
And the poofing. Yes, yeah. Not good. Ashlyn is like, have your standards. Not eating boogers is probably a pretty good one. As crappy as it sounds, he is out there. Maybe he's on an app. Maybe you'll have to move. Maybe he's not old enough yet. Think back to when you were a little girl and go for your dreams. Mine's 15 years older, but everything I've asked for since I can remember dreaming of what I want from my man.
Wow. So she says that hers is 15 years older. So maybe yours is still in high school.
Oh, no, let's not. No.
And you
that's creepy.
And you got to wait.
Put it in terms like that. No.
You got to wait a few years for him to mature a little bit more.
Maybe he's in his 20s and he needs to get to his 30s before he stops eating his boogers and washes the sheets. I don't know. I feel like we are all trying to tell her that you have your standards. Don't settle. Maybe there are a couple of these that you can bend. A little bit.
Would love to hear from single listeners right now. What were some of your asks from your next relationship?
And you know what? We need single guys. Single guys to say, I don't do these things.
Single people, what are your asks? So you could be a single guy with your asks about women, because this would be a good thing to turn around on women, too.
But yes, but also tell Jenna, like, hey, we exist. I don't do those things.
502-795-1997. We'll take some of your calls and suggestions coming up next, because group therapy, that's what this is all about. Jenna, newly single, and has some wants from her next relationship, like someone who doesn't pick his nose or washes the sheets at reasonable interviews, to respecting girl time. Kind of also wants to hear from other singles as to what they want from their next relationships. Is it unreasonable? And I think everybody collectively is like, no, not unreasonable to have those sorts of wants, right?
Yeah. And even people like Jackie on Facebook said, so you dumped him because he got back with his ex, but you stayed with him when he ate his boogers? Hell nah.
Yeah. Maggie checks in and says, my mom said he's got to be taller than her. She's 5'9", no smoking, showers regularly, no cargo shorts or pants, no sandals. Can clean and cook, also agrees and knows that they know how to change the sheets regularly. Yeah, all right.
Okay, all right. There's a little bit more on that list, but sure.
I have also noticed that there are people who are messaging us the petty reasons they've actually dumped someone.
Oh, that's fun. That's a fun side street to go down.
Yeah, like a listener who said, I dumped him because he wouldn't stop calling my house and telling me the color of his poo.
What in the world?
Oh my God.
How old are you? Seriously?
Oh my gosh.
I don't need to know.
Another. She criticized the way I cut green peppers.
Oh, come on now.
I learned from professional chefs, and she just butchered them when I asked her to show me how I was, quote, supposed to do it.
The peppers did the relationship in.
Oh, my gosh.
I've never heard of that one before.
Another message. She wore a bell on her wrist. Dumped a girl because she wore a bell on her wrist, and every time she would move, it would jingle. It was like I was sleeping next to a house cat.
Yeah, no, that would be annoying. I don't understand the bell.
Oh, my gosh.
This is crazy.
A friend of mine who's obscenely into classical music was dating a violinist, broke up with her because she mispronounced Shostakovich. That's hard for me to say, too.
I was going to say, you just mispronounced it.
Shostakovich. Oh, my gosh.
That is very specific. There is a fine line between, like, being super-duper petty and letting go of a otherwise good person. But in Jenna's case, I think, you know, she's reflecting and noticing, you know what, there were some things that I was letting slide that maybe I don't want to next time.
One last one. She gave me one of those Force FX lightsabers. I don't know what those are.
I don't either.
Even though she wasn't a Star Wars fan at all. About 30 minutes later, she started a fight with me and tries to take back the lightsaber. I said, it was a gift. So she said, it's me or the lightsaber. It's sitting above my office desk right now.
OMG. She gave him a lightsaber, then wanted it back, and he's like, nope,
and then
I'm
said,
keeping
it's
the lightsaber.
Me or the lightsaber, and so he's like, well, it's the lightsaber it is.
Oh, my goodness. Must be a really expensive lightsaber.
Jenna, I guess it could be worse.
So, you know what? Count your blessings. And all of us are saying it's fine to have your standards.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of people were like, he sounded like he was immature. Maybe you find someone that is a little bit more seasoned in life and more aligns with your needs and wants.
That is group therapy on 99.7 DJX. Let's play a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult and introduce you to Candace, calling us from the East End. Hi, Candace.
Hi.
Hi there. Candace has got brown hair, drives a Ford Explorer, is a contract manager, has been married for 22 years, has 4 girls, but with her first, she was actually on TLC's A Baby Story.
What? Really? Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that's an exciting little thing. How long did they follow you with cameras and stuff?
Well, so it's actually my second. Sorry.
Oh, all right.
That's okay. And it's only a couple weeks. It's like towards the end of your delivery. And so they come and they do one shoot, and then they try to be there for the birth, but they missed it. And then they followed us about 3 weeks later. My husband was actually overseas, and he came home on leave and got to see her, and then had to go back, of course, but they followed us for just a little bit. So it was
do you have the episode? Like, we'd love to see it.
I do. They don't air it anymore, but they used to air it in October and May every year.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. That's so cool.
That is pretty cool. Candace, yeah, you're like a little celebrity here.
I know. You have to send it to us if we can't like find it on YouTube or something.
All right. Well, Candace, we're playing Little Kid Drunk Adult. Kelly's going to explain how it all works.
So you're going to hear three magical stories. You have to figure out, did that story happen when the person was a little kid or a drunk adult? And it's harder than you think.
You ready?
Yes.
First one.
I flew an air horn and literally scared the out of my mom.
That's number one, not number two. She's scared out of her mom.
Out of her mom.
Out of her mom.
No. Oh, mom, sorry. Right,
little kid.
Little kid.
I'm right. Feeling little kid vibes from this one, too.
All right, both of you say little kid.
I was a drunk adult.
Oh, no. What happened?
Oh, my gosh.
I was home one summer, and when I left for college, my parents had gotten me one of those air horn keychains to blast if you were ever in trouble. So I'd been out with my friends and got back home late, and I noticed that the light was on in the kitchen.
Uh-oh.
So thinking it might be my older brother, I snuck in the back, came around the corner, and unloaded this air horn.
Let me guess, it wasn't her brother.
My mom lifted off the ground like she was being sucked off by a spaceship, dropped her glass of milk, instantly peed herself.
Oh, gosh! Oh, bless her heart!
Jumped up like she was being sucked up by a spaceship, she said. That's funny.
I would have done the same thing.
All right, Candace, you're 0 for 1.
I told you it was more difficult than you thought.
All right, here we go. They don't get much better than this. Number two, little kid, drunk adult.
I licked a cat turd in front of a whole bunch of people.
Come on now. Why? Why?
Well, there's two reasons, Kelly. Two reasons. It's either because he was a little kid or a drunk adult.
Why?
Oh, this is hard.
Oh, it is.
That's what she said. Sorry.
I'm going to say little kid again.
All right, little kid.
Yeah, I want to stick with you on that. I want to stick with you on that. I do.
All right, both of you saying little kid.
So I was a little kid.
All right. Yeah, little kid. We learned a lesson.
Little kid. Yeah, I don't know if that makes it better or not.
No. I was always trying to impress my older brother and his friends, and someone pulled a cat turd from the cat box.
Stop it right now.
And they were like throwing it around the room, and they were daring me to lick it. And my brother acted like, kind of like he was sticking up for me. Oh, he's not afraid of anything. And, you know, stupid and full of pride, I licked it, and the whole room erupted.
Oh, my God.
And from that day forward, I've been called Kitty. Like, I don't know. Older siblings can just be terrible people sometimes.
Oh, my God. Oh, we got a nickname that stuck.
It's called Kitty.
Here, at least it's not Kitty. Poo liquor.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
God. Oh, don't do that, kids.
All right.
Do not do that. It is not worth it.
One right, one wrong. Candace, let's try to get a win here. All right, little kid, drunk adult.
I shoved a lifeguard's hot dog in my mouth and began choking and then fell into the pool and had to be rescued by the same lifeguard whose hot dog I had just stolen.
Wow, there was a lot to process there.
That was a lot.
I think a drunk adult.
All right,
I feel like this is a drunk adult's attempt at trying to be flirty that went horribly awry.
Oh my gosh.
That's my guess.
All right. Both of you saying drunk adult?
Uh-huh.
I was a drunk adult.
Yeah.
There it is. Uh-huh. Drunk adult. Got it right. Now, is it, Kelly, what you think?
Is it my theory?
I was trying to hit on him and decided cramming the hot dog he was eating into my mouth was good way to get him to find me attractive. The hot dog became lodged. I lost oxygen. It fell into the pool. He had to give me the Heimlich maneuver, the whole nine. He then kicked me out after I regained consciousness, and I don't know for sure that I'm banned, but I have just banned myself. I'm too mortified to go back.
Oh, wow. Got kicked out of the pool.
Wow.
I don't think the flirting worked.
I don't think it did.
That is... I'm so glad that I nailed the flirting theory, though.
Candace, you've got four girls. I've got three girls. It's like, that's one of those moments like, you better never.
Yes, no, share that story as an example of what not to do.
You
yes.
better never.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, Candace, congrats. You win.
2 out of 3. Not bad.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. Have a great morning. Thanks so much for playing. Hang on the line another quick sec. We're going to get more information from you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Right. Oh, and email us a clip of your show. I would love to see it. I totally want to see it. You have it. That would
all
be
right.
amazing.
Awesome.
And then anyone else who wants to join our fun little shenanigans, email us the voice note of your stories. Give us a little headline, reveal the answer, finish the story, email it BenAndKellyShow@gmail.com.
Tara got a very expensive TV as a birthday present from her ex-boyfriend. It's not sitting well with her because of who she got it from. Her boyfriend loved it. We said maybe take it back, exchange it. Some even suggested checking for spyware, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah, but not out of the realm of, you know, possibility.
But we got the update.
She said, hey, Ben and Kelly, thank you so much for talking about my situation. You'll never believe what happened.
Oh.
So there were several people who suggested that I take the TV back, return it to get another one.
Mm-hmm.
I decided that's what I'm going to do. I convinced my boyfriend we could get the exact same TV if he wanted, but that I just needed this TV out of my living room.
Okay.
Don't worry. Kept all the original packaging because I already knew this was going to be temporary.
Mm-hmm.
So we take it back, tell the story we wanted to exchange it. I was trying to think up an excuse, but I decided I'm just going to tell the associate the entire story. Yep, I told the woman at the returns counter all about how I got this TV as a present from a crazy ex-boyfriend. Hadn't even got my entire story out when I saw her face light up and she said, you're the one.
What?
Then she tells me she heard all about my ordeal on your show.
Oh, my gosh. That is wild. That is wild.
So she and I turn into detectives, and she tells me not to worry that I can exchange it for another one, but that she wants to check it out for spyware.
Oh.
I wasn't even going to bring that up, quite frankly. Had forgotten all about that part. She asks if I have time to hang out for a few minutes, calls over another employee, tells him that I'm the one she was telling him about and that they need to check the TV for spyware.
Okay.
So they take the TV out of the box right there at the counter and start to inspect it. And after a few minutes, they ask me if I knew the TV had a camera.
Oh.
No, I did not. I said no. They said, well, it's not supposed to have one, but there's one right here. And
what?
Showed me this tiny area on the TV where it looks like a camera had been installed.
Oh, my gosh.
They literally take the TV apart on the counter and remove this tiny camera.
Wow.
They told me it most definitely was installed after it was purchased. They actually heard of this happening before, just had never seen it.
Dang.
I thanked them profusely and exchanged the TV. They gave me the camera, told me not to accept any more presents from my ex.
Wow. That's
I took it outside.
Freaky.
Yep. Tossed it in the trash. I only thought about it later that I probably could have kept it and pressed legal action against my ex. But honestly, I don't want any more to do with him.
Oh, wow.
I'm so glad I listened to you all and returned the TV. In fact, my boyfriend was pretty freaked out, too. And he's now happy we returned it. So thank you again.
That is nuts.
I know, right? I mean,
like, I was thinking that they would, because I was thinking, okay, how are they going to check it for spyware? Because I was thinking it was more like of an internal, like, computer chip sort of thing, like a web-based that could hack into that TV based on, like, the IP address or some, like, weird computer stuff.
Yeah.
Not a camera, a physical camera.
You know, there's like the little dot with a little light that shows you if it's on and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And yeah, maybe that's where they,
oh my gosh.
Yeah. Ooh. Creepy, right?
Yeah, that gave me the creeps.
Yes.
All right. Well, Tara, glad that you took it back. Then it just makes me think, it's like, ew, what did that camera detect? What did it find? What did it see? What did it hear?
Yep.
Gross.
All of that.
Was it on when the TV was on? Was it on all the time?
I don't know how that part works, but yeah, no, now she doesn't have to worry about it. Thank goodness.
All right.
Thank goodness.
Well, thank you for the update, Tara.
Wow. All right. Conspiracy theory confirmed.
I know, right? And she even forgot. She would have just returned the TV.
Yeah, that wasn't even in her mind. That would have been the first thing that stuck with me. I would have been going in there saying, hey, check this out. Because I have a theory.
Now I'm going to be checking anything I buy from like an electronic store and just being like,
who can really hack in and see this?
Yeah. Interesting.
Who's looking at my web camera right now?
I mean, I don't know what they would actually see. Me staring at a computer.
That's it. Yeah, I mean, they'd probably get bored.
Right, exactly.
Log off and be like, all right, I'll hack somebody else.
Right. All right. Tara, hey, thank you. Glad you're safe and glad it all worked out for you.
Wow.
Setting the bar stories, Kelly.
It's an example of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Sure. And really, is it a crime if your victim's laughing in the end?
I mean, it can't be that bad, right?
Right. So if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing a bunch of cupcakes, but then cleaning up after yourself like a true gentleman, then you're doing okay.
Okay, who are we stealing cupcakes from? I mean, delicious.
So it was a Canadian bakery owner, Emma.
Kieran walked around for quite a long time. He realized that he had made a mess and he grabs a mop and a mop bucket and goes to try to like clean up.
So,
oh my gosh.
He's like, whoop.
Oh man, whoopsies.
I didn't mean to do that.
All of the glass from the door that he kicked in.
Oh gosh.
After he's cleaned up as much as he can, he walks out with 6 cupcakes and goes on his way. And, you know, it turned it from this like kind of not so great experience to some of the best laughs I've ever had. I mean, you just can't make this stuff up.
The best laughs I've ever had because
you really can't.
My business was broken into and the courteous thief cleaned up the broken glass from the kicked in window that he used to get into my place illegally.
It's like, oh, look at how unexpected that is, that when I broke the glass, it goes everywhere to get in here. Ah,
hashtag Canadian crime.
I guess I should probably clean that up. These look delicious, though. All this hard work. I'm going to need a sweet treat.
Oh, my goodness.
So didn't even take any money, just some cupcakes.
Yeah.
And then cleaned up the glass from the shattered glass that he entered through. That it's like you can almost see the instant regret. Like, I need in there now. Okay, I'm in. Oh, that was probably a bad decision.
Yeah, I don't know what this dude was thinking. No arrests have been made, so.
Oh, wow. She doesn't seem concerned about it. I feel like she probably has insurance.
Yeah, the guy
can fix it.
Did also use her bathroom.
Oh.
Stole the 6 cupcakes, cleaned up after himself.
Okay.
So there you go. A little setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without stealing a bunch of cupcakes, using the restroom, but then cleaning up after yourself like a true gentleman, then you're doing okay.
Did he wave at the camera at least?
I don't know.
I would. I'd be like, I mean, hey, thanks so much for your hospitality. Cupcakes are great. I'll tell all my friends.
I'll tell all my friends to come rob you next week.
I'll give you a great review on Yelp.
Is there a robber's Yelp?
I don't know. There probably should be.
Like a website for robbers that they can go to and you know, rate the businesses that they
rob from. I'm
not sure
we encourage that. I don't, maybe we don't start that Facebook group or that Yelp category.
That we started, but I'm just pondering if they actually go to something like that.
It's probably not, because if they do, I would encourage the police officers to follow it. They might get some hot tips.
Yeah. All right. So there you go. That is your setting the bar story here on 99.7 DJX.